This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my flagship station, M860, The Answer, here in Tampa. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting the great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol doing a bang-up job along the border, our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you for the job you do. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers that keep America rolling. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And to all those state troopers that came to join us for lunch yesterday, we had a whole table full beside us, about six of them. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you're working real careful tonight, because you guys told me you worked the night shift, and I know some of you got your radios turned on right now listening to me. So you be careful out there. We don't want to be talking about you. Be safe. All right. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You said something about losing a tanker in the Straits of Hormuz. We lost a tanker, or somebody lost a tanker?
Well, we're trying to figure out who really owns this tanker. Of course, we always seem to have that issue that one company or one country owns a tanker, the crew is someplace else, is flying somebody else's flag, and blah, 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 blah. But nonetheless, we have what we think is an oil tanker that could be under some kind of management of the Emirates. And 2 days ago, going through the Straits of Hormuz, it stopped transmitting its location. Now, that's interesting because apparently those that know something about this ship and management realm have said that it has not turned off its transponder, if you will, at least in months. Now, Iran has said that the seizure of their tanker by the British military forces a couple of weeks ago would not go without a response.
Right.
So we have this tanker, RIA, which is flying a Panamanian flag. It is an oil tanker. It showed the position pointing towards Iranian waters, towards the Keshem Island. Now, the Keshem Island happens to be, holds several bases where the IRGC is located. And so we're trying to determine, at least, I don't know, it's kind of weird, where this tanker is. Well, somebody send in something, you know, a drone or something. It's like, how can you just be missing a tanker? It's not like they're, you know, something small. But
we have satellites, too, you know.
Yeah. It's 190 feet. It makes the trip off in between Dubai and Sharjah, which is on the Emirates' west coast, before going through the straits. So something happened, and we're trying to determine, or the officials are trying to determine what the something is. The Iranians are not talking about it. Nobody's really talking about it, except that we don't know where it is, and we don't know why it's not transponding or transmitting. So you know, we can't forget that Iran had promised to answer, you know, the piracy of having their own tanker.
Correct.
Now, what's happening there is apparently the British is saying, hey, no problem. We'll give you your tanker back that we took out of we seized off the coast of Gibraltar. But we're either going to take the oil off and we're going to, you know, it's going to go someplace else. But that oil is not going to Syria. So it must be fun over there right about now.
Well, this is the sort of thing that they start shooting over. I mean, I don't know what they would do, but obviously if they're losing a tanker and it's showing up, if Iran has their hands on it, the next question is, now what?
Well, this one's going to get to be interesting. You know, a lot of Western assets apparently were supposed to already be have security, you know, shadows or I would guess teams that help escort these tankers through the straits. But this one apparently in the last 2 days missed the memo or something.
Well, Britain just sent another war vessel to the area, but it's not there yet. They sent another one of their frigates to the area, but it's not there yet.
Yeah, you know, there are others there.
Mm-hmm.
So Britain had one.
All right. Well, we'll keep our they had one, but they're sending a second one. But anyway, we'll keep our eyes open and see what happens there because I haven't heard much of anything about it from anybody. I haven't heard. Matter of fact, I haven't heard anything about it except for what you told me there a few minutes ago. All right. Let's talk about the Navy Secretary Mark Espers, who was being interviewed yesterday by the committee that is going to recommend him to be voted on in the full Senate. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren teed off on him because of his former profession as a lobbyist with the Raytheon Corporation.
Well, he worked for Raytheon. He wasn't, and then after he left, he was, I don't know, so much as a lobbyist, but nonetheless. She was challenging him that she has introduced a piece of legislation that says, once you leave, a post like this, you can't go work for a lobby firm for anybody in the Department of Defense for 4 years. Would you do that? And he said, no. She goes, well, then you shouldn't be secretary and cannot be confirmed.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give him the telephone number. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can join the USCCA. They've got three levels of membership so that you can carry with confidence, knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Because being a member, you will be offered all types of training as well as videos that you can have for yourself. They send out different videos for different programs. They have teleconferences and all that sort of thing. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that the USCCA website can be found, the link to win the Gun a Day giveaway, because my link that I have is the Gun a Day giveaway. Some of the other links you have will not have that. So if you go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, click on the logo link that's right there, there'll be a window there that will drop down that will show you that you can enter for the Gun a Day. Changes at midnight, every day at midnight, a different gun. And then check out becoming a member, one of the three different levels of membership, because you will get $474 worth of free stuff. And, of course, the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine 2. So that's the Captain's America Third Watch, and then click on the logo link that's right there for the USCCA. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yeah, I see your little note there. There have been more arrests. By the way, Minneapolis-St. Paul, a place you don't hear about a lot, there were some Somalians arrested up there on these ICE raids. Very quietly, it was done, and couple of home videos were made of the takedowns, if you will, because a couple of these people were in cars and they didn't want to get out of the cars, and the officers busted the car windows and dragged the people out of the vehicles. So you say L.A., there's a major MS-13 bus going on?
Well, it already happened. There's actually a 78-page document on the Department of Justice website posted on Facebook yesterday. it's really quite fascinating because it really explains a lot of the backgrounds of MS-13
mm-hmm.
and the Mexican Mafia. Remember, too, is when Trump called these people animals, and, of course, Nancy Pelosi, you know, went off on all that. Well, what's fascinating is that they had killed several, but in this one particular event that's included in this Department of Justice document, I think of the 23 that they had arrested,
mm-hmm.
they literally killed somebody with a machete and cut their heart out.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an animal. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's... Where was Los Angeles all this time? Because in this particular case, you know, the federal agencies had to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quite remarkable. I would suggest, if anybody follows me on Facebook, you can kind of go look at that document. It really is quite the document with the names, how MS-13 is merged in with another, I guess, gang out there, and that they were literally paying, if you will, the Mexican Mafia, because they were under the umbrella of the Mexican Mafia.
Yeah.
And who runs what districts and areas of LA. It's really quite the background on this thing. You know, and then there's the Fulton clique, which is also another gang. They're also interrelated, so it's Trump was exactly right, and if he did anything today, I would hope he would tweet about this one, because this one was remarkable.
Okay, well, we've got that barefoot guy, Backgammon Bob, on the telephone here, so good morning, sir.
Morning, Captain Blondie.
What did
good morning.
What it are, dear Mr. Bob, what it are?
I was wondering about this situation out in the West Coast. Might we have the Surgeon General declare a health hazard for all the homeless people on the streets in the major cities, force them to clean up the streets and relocate some of these people? Or if they don't, then we will remove some federal funding.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
All right. Well, first of all, I believe... Thank you.
I don't know how many times I've said that. It is a health hazard.
Yeah. And
I would be mm-hmm. taking in the Surgeon General. I'd be taking in the Center for Disease Control, which, by the way, I wrote about, because they actually have an office. The CDC has an office in California.
Right.
So I would absolutely, and then I would be charging as the feds, after it's, you know, certainly been deemed a public risk.
Yep.
I would be charging LA or San Francisco or Portland, all the rest of these cities, a fine every single day until they clean this nonsense up.
Yeah, you know what else you have? You know what else you have with this? When you do clean it up, all this stuff goes into the drain system, correct?
Well, that's the reason you say that it's
yeah.
the public.
Yeah, it becomes a hazardous material response then, which
that's
is
that's the
yep,
point.
Yep, exactly. That makes it even
not
worse.
That, mm-hmm. It's not a matter of, you know, public sewage, because mm-hmm. that's what you have.
Yep.
But you also have diseases that are floating around out there.
Correct.
So I don't know why that the feds, the CDC, or the Department of Health and Human Services, and you know, all the rest of them, have not gone out there and said, all right, we're slapping you guys. I mean, essentially like a sanction, if you will, until they clean it up.
Well, they've threatened to withhold funds, and I think they've already withheld some funds because of the Sanctuary City thing, but this
yeah,
is something different.
Very different. But
now,
I've been saying it, and so I'm glad that Bob has said the same thing.
Now, there's a couple of different things going on in the political front when it comes to two of our bad guy countries, one Iran and one North Korea. First, Iran. The top Iranian diplomat yesterday came out and said that, well, I don't know if it was yesterday or over the weekend, but came out and said that talks on ballistic missiles are possible.
Yeah, he was being interviewed by, I don't know, one of the network anchors. I forget who it is. But anyway, he said that, you know, that can definitely be part of the talks. But we will only talk about the missiles side of the whole equation and not the nuclear side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And we, they're absolutely open to these talks, but mm-hmm. we have to lift some sanctions. And the United States is just not going to do that, unless, you know, Trump decides that he wants to temporarily suspend some sanctions to go through these talks. He's kind of alluded to that. I hope he's not terribly serious about it, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that shows the desperation that the sanctions are working.
Yeah.
So I would certainly keep them there until we see, you know, tell Iran, hey, why don't you offer up something tangible? Set the whole sanction thing aside. Tell us what it is that you're looking for, and if we think some of this is reasonable, we may suspend something and go through some of these talks. But look, it isn't just about missiles. It's about, we just talked about the fact that Iran may have this tanker.
Right.
We are talking about their over inventory of their stockpiles,
mm-hmm.
their enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, they're just causing major chaos in the Straits of Hormuz, the fact of what they're doing with the Houthis in Yemen, what they're doing with Bashar al-Assad in Syria, so no. I would tell.
North Koreans are saying that the talks could be in jeopardy, that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is trying to put together if the United States, in fact, does have another military exercise with the South Koreans.
Well, I just don't think that we need to be buckling. We've already done that. We've already stopped some of the joint military exercises as a capitulation to North Korea so we could go through this last round of talks. So they're trying it again, want us to stop it altogether, and I would say no. This is what we have to do for readiness. If you've got, you know, if you want to come to the table, kind of like the same thing. Tell us what it is that you're going to offer up, because right now you haven't offered up really anything except a handful of POWs.
Well, yeah, and they're not even doing a good job with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So what are you writing about today?
I don't really necessarily, probably crypto again. You notice I talked about the Libra thing on your show yesterday.
Correct.
And I wrote about the day before. Well, finally, they finally decided to talk about it because
okay.
Facebook. Yep.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the articles that she writes, and find out what it is that's going on in the world in which we live. I'll be right back with more. Going to take another look at our military and veterans news. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure which is critical of President Trump.
the vote was along party lines, as every Democrat, four Republicans, and one independent voted for the resolution, which condemned as racism the president's tweets telling four Democratic congresswomen to go back to where they came from. Congressman John Lewis said segregationists used the same phrase in the 50s and 60s.
I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it.
Top congressional Republicans defended the president, saying he's not racist. GOP leader Mitch McConnell said the tone of the ongoing rhetoric isn't good for the country.
We have examples of that across the ideological spectrum in the country, all across it. Everyone ought to tone down their rhetoric, and we ought to move back to talking about the issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report number 2 in the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Mission Barbecue on July 27th, that's Saturday, July 27th, will be having a free lunch for all Korean War veterans. Now, I will be set up at the Waters Street Mission Barbecue. We are looking forward to having any and all Korean veterans come there. We're going to have a big table set up. You will have a place of honor that day, Korean War veterans. And those of you that can make it, all you got to do is show up at Mission Barbecue on the 27th of July. 12 noon is when lunch starts. It is a free lunch that you will be served by Mission Barbecue for all Korean War veterans. So we expect to see quite a few of you there, and other veterans are invited to honor the Korean War veterans. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more of you young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to technical schools, Voltech schools, as some of them are called, BOCES, or some are called in other areas. And you've done that to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay you a little bit more to begin with than what you would normally get if you just went out and found a job after high school. And that's a good thing. But how would you like to make a lot more money without a lot of effort? Now, I'm going to tell you about the National Aviation Academy, because National Aviation Academy, with their two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. So check them out to find out more by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either one of their locations, Concord, Mass, or Clearwater, Florida. Ask to take the tour. And then don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment there. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it, because you will be in control of your own destiny, not the other way around. All right, the Army is getting busy. a lot of things on the back burner here coming due. Now, a prototype device used recently at the Army's Premier Combat Training Center has soldiers using precision cyber techniques to target small drones that might have been missed with other equipment and methods. Now, this is to protect units in another domain, if you will, by some of these drone swarms that we're hearing may be coming out, including the ones that the Russians are talking about putting out there right now. They're talking about drone swarms. Also, next year, the Army plans to have soldiers firing at targets using remote-controlled robotic vehicles as part of a three-phase effort to learn how autonomous combat vehicles can make small units more effective on the battlefield. And the soldiers will be instituting that. The Army will be instituting that starting next year. I'm curious to myself to see how that works with the robotic vehicles. Now, the Navy, a year and a half after service Navy leadership demanded ships implement new work schedules to ensure sailors got enough sleep, officers aboard a destroyer say that the new scheduling has made them more effective at sea, and they're not looking back, as the fleet has found a new sleep-sensitive watch, which schedules boost the crew's performance and efficiency. Now, the Air Force, on a cool summer night over the forest of Finland, the U.S. Air Force top general flew in the back seat of an F-A-18 Hornet, observing a Finnish pilot conducting an air defense training mission over there. Also, the Air Force is warning against the Area 51 assault plans as alien memes swamp the Internet. Now, this may be a hoax, talking about in September, more than a million people have signed up to storm the U.S. Air Force's Area 1 to find out what goes on there, what's there. First of all, it's a fake website, and what they're talking about doing, they're not going to do, so good luck with that. Now, the Air National Guard's psychological health program is now driving personnel changes aimed at helping 15 Air National Guard wings have the higher risk for suicides, family issues, and other harm, being able to boost the mental health support there. We'll keep you informed on that. Hopefully that'll work. The New England and Patriots owner, by the way, Robert Kraft, joined leather-clad bikers from across the country at a memorial over the weekend in Massachusetts for the 7 motorcyclists killed in a collision with a truck back in June, and pledged to donate $100,000 to help the victims' families. Well, kudos to Mr. Kraft for doing that. By the way, in a contentious hearing, Army General Mark Milley paved the way to be confirmed by the Senate as the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon, we all remember who that was. And if you're in the military, you remember very well, because it's a AC-130U gunship. They've flown their final combat deployment and are set to retire from the Air Force, the AC-130U gunship is fixing to retire from the Air Force. They will be missed. Saved a lot of people's lives, including my own. By the way, BAE Systems have been given the go-ahead to build the U.S. Army's extended-range cannon artillery prototype through a $45 million contract award, according to a statement that was released yesterday. And we'll see how all of that plays out. The U.S. also, by the way, could use the Turkish F-35 parts contracts to entice some new customers, because if the United States ejects Turkey from the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program, which is still on hold as far as we know, it'll gain new enticements to help sell the stealth fighter to other allies. Now, Raytheon, who you just heard Denise and I talking about, because that's where the current Defense Secretary came from, Mark Espers, announced a $110 million contract on Monday to develop and deploy cybersecurity equipment for the military. And we'll see how that works out. Now, from Atlanta, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting that an arm of the Veterans Affairs Department in Atlanta eliminated 208,272 applications from across the country for health care earlier this year amid efforts to shrink a massive backlog of requests, saying they were missing signatures or information about military service and income. Wow. If you can't find, if you're one of the people that can't find your application that you filled out to try to get something from the VA, then you better go back and do it again. This time, if you don't know the information, you better get it. You better get it. So you make sure if you're entitled to something that you think you should be getting, that you can get it. By the way, if you've ever wondered if the Pentagon has ever exposed the American public to ticks infected with biological weapons, you're not alone, because a lawmaker now wants to know if the Pentagon ever exposed the American public to these ticks infected with what they call bioweapons. Wow. That'll be strange. By the way, do the Baltics need more U.S. military support to deter Russia? Maybe. Maybe. The more robust American presence in the region to deter Russian aggression is now actively in place as we take a look at things that are going on there. And again, don't know how this is all going to play out in the long run, but certainly Russia is not backing off anything that's going on in the Balkan area. They're right there just cruising along, as we well know. All right, coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right in here. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. And I'm going to have Kathy take us to break again. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, it is a designated Florida attraction. If you get one of those Florida tourist books, you will find it right there in the book. So when you're in the Bradenton area and you're looking for a decent lunch and you want to try some of that orange swirl ice cream for dessert, check out the Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they got some great stuff there. Great stuff there. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a little problem in the Straits of Hormuz. It seems that we have a 190-foot tanker belonging to the United Arab Emirates flying a Panamanian flag. I don't know why they do that, but they did, flying a Panamanian flag that for some reason turned off its transponder as it was transporting or moving through the Straits of Hormuz, not very far away from the IRGC small boat base that they have there, naval base,
and nobody really knows where the vessel is.
Well, I think somebody knows where the vessel is. I think that I would assume that we have satellites that probably are almost consistently going over that region and watching basically everything.
And drones, yep.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we're just not being told yet what's going on.
Probably.
And again, let's hope for the best here that it's not an environmental disaster or even another situation which would set off an international incident. Let's hope that everything kind of shows up where it's supposed to.
Yeah, because the ironic thing is the transponder on this vessel has not been turned off in over 2 years since it was outfitted. It went into dry dock to be, has some repairs made to it, so this is very odd. By the way, did you hear about Roger Stone?
Oh, yeah, he's not going to have to, he was supposed to. They're talking about putting him in jail because of his breaking a gag order because of social media, and I guess that's, they're letting that go, right? He's got to pay a fine?
Well, he's paying a fine, but he has been ordered to stay off of social media, all social media, or he will go to jail. Because apparently he was on social media talking about some of the stuff that he wasn't supposed to say anything about.
Yeah, that was a little while ago, and he got in trouble for that. But hey, that's good advice to people. Many people should stay off social media. They talk too much.
Yeah. Now, the Fed's chairman, Mr. Powell, Jerome Powell, has reiterated a pledge to act appropriately to support the economy. What does that mean?
Well, he's basically saying if the economy is not doing that well, or if we feel that there's any weakening in the economy, that we're going to step in and we're going to lower rates. It's basically him signaling that we are going to be accommodative.
Okay, I'll let it go with that. Now, builder sentiment rose as lower rates offset higher costs. The private gauge of U.S. home builder sentiment increased in July. We were hearing about some of the new home starts had slowed down, but then all of a sudden they picked up again. I'm not sure where we're at with that. Are you?
I think we're starting to see, many millennials working their way out of their, taking time out of their student loan situation and being able to purchase homes where they wouldn't before. I think that's been helpful in some regards. But there's certain areas of the country which are growing simply because retirees are moving to low tax states. And obviously one of the beneficiaries of that is Florida.
Yeah. And one of the things that seems to be still moving along is the remodeling, if you will, of some of the older homes and even some of the newer homes, I suppose, with additions and different things that they've been doing there. There's still quite a bit of that going on.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of areas. In particular, where I live, there's not here on Long Island. There's not much room for new development. We're seeing a lot of older homes because it's a much older area. Being remodeled and redone by builders here. So that's obviously something that many builders are working on.
Okay. Now, student debt is something that all the Democratic presidential candidates seem to be in agreement. While we're going to forgive the student debt and you're not going to have to pay it, we're going to, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And California came out with a program. I don't know if you heard about this, but they took doctors and dentists and people in the medical profession and passed legislation that California was going to pay for their schooling, provided 30% of their business was done with Med-Cal patients. And that go ahead.
Well, it's not only that, Matt. They don't have enough doctors in the state of California. There's a major shortage there, and they have to try to find a way to get them there. And one of the ways of doing that is also saying, hey, please, please move to California. We need doctors. It's almost like trying to bribe people to come there.
But the deal is that they have to treat one-third of their patients have to be Med-Cal patients, or that's not applicable.
Yeah. Now, and again, you have to establish a business where – people talk about, let me give you an example, Craig, kind of a good way of explaining this. Doctors' reimbursements for, let's say, Medicare is much, much lower than they would be getting from someone from a normal insurance company.
Yeah.
When let's say Bernie Sanders gets his Medicare for All, and all of doctors' reimbursements come down at the level of Medicare, guess what's going to happen to doctors trying to keep the lights on?
Yeah.
They're not. Their business models will fail.
Well,
they're going to take a huge, huge pay cut. Everybody thinks doctors are loaded and make tons and tons of money. The average doctor in the United States makes $140,000 a year. Now they got to keep the lights on, they got to pay their staff, and everything that goes along with that. It's not, I mean, there's certain professions when, you know, certain surgeons out there that do specific things that do very, very well. But the reality is that they're all getting reimbursed by Medicare based upon the business models and go out of business.
Well, I see on my doctor statements what my insurance pays and all that sort of stuff, and I see what the charge is from the clinic or the physicians or whatever for what they're doing, like when they do blood work and things like that. And I also see what they get paid by the insurance company. But then my portion is always zero. And I'm wondering how they do it, because there's always a difference of like $100 the doctors are having to eat, at least $100.
But it's, you know, a lot of times there's funny things going on with various different numbers out there. But that's a part of it, is that, you know, it's what they're being reimbursed, what they're willing to, you know, what they're going to be paid. And the doctors accept that, and they have to work that into their business model. But again, people don't understand. They don't understand how much the liability insurance is for certain doctors, especially in certain fields like OBGYN, mm-hmm. and how expensive it is for those doctors and what their insurance costs are. It makes it very, very difficult, and you're going to see a lot of doctors just quit. If that ever happens, you're going to see many of them go away.
Now, the biggest banks right now seem to be feeling a little bit of pain from the Fed as lower rates are starting to hit their revenue ceilings.
The banks, their numbers have been coming in regards to earnings, and they're doing pretty well. They are. I mean, I'd like to see, and I think it's what Donald Trump wants to see banks, you know, continue to lend to businesses out there and help expand the economy. But the large banks out there are solid. The numbers have been coming in. Their revenue numbers have been high, and our earnings have been high.
You know, we're hearing more about Bitcoin. We're hearing about Facebook and something called Libra. Is this stuff that we need to really be concerned about now? Are they going to develop a new currency?
It's a currency that they want to have to cut down on the cost of transactions and moving money from point A to point B. And obviously there's going to be concerns in regards to this, and rightfully so. Listen, Facebook is not exactly a very well-trusted company.
No.
At this point in time. So again, and you know, the thing about money is that you need to have belief in the system. Are people going to trust Facebook with something like this? This Libra is going to be backed by a basket of currencies and various, you know, other things. I don't know. Listen, the Bitcoin thing, you know what my thoughts are on that and this fake money. So we shall see.
Yeah, might as well go back to playing Monopoly with fake money. All right, we're gonna let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Hear him on many of these stations over the weekend. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.